Yes, sisters and brothers, welcome to the third and final day of the Victorious Life webinar. We are going to do the session together, Priya and myself. The session is very, very, very important. It's called Renew Your Mind. Okay.
So, the responsibility to renew our mind is ours. Okay? And this is how God has made every one of us. As the Trinity is, there are three persons in one God, Father, Son, and Spirit. We too are a Trinity in our own way. We are a three-part whole. What are the three parts to us? In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 23 and 24, we read about how God has created us and what God does for us. St. Paul is saying, and may the God of peace himself sanctify you entirely, that is spirit, soul, or mind. That is one part. The soul or mind is one part, okay, and body. So we are spirit, soul, and body, or spirit, mind, and body, whatever you want to call it, okay. And what is the scripture telling us? It says the God of peace himself will sanctify you entirely. I spoke about it yesterday. When we pray in tongues, sanctification is happening. Spirit and soul and body are getting sanctified. Okay? So, and present you. So, the Holy Spirit's job is to sanctify us, make us holy, and present us sound and blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. It is the Spirit who prepares the bride, and we are the bride of Christ. The church is the bride of Christ. That is each one of us. It is the Spirit who prepares the bride, and together the Spirit and the bride say, come. Say, come, Lord Jesus. Okay, when the bride is fully prepared, we can call out and say, Maranatha, come, Lord Jesus. Okay, so the Holy Spirit has been given the responsibility to sanctify us. And the consoling part is the Spirit of God is faithful. He will do it. He who has called you is faithful. He will do it. The Holy Spirit will do it, provided we surrender to the Spirit of God. And as it's presented in this diagram, we are a three-part whole. There's body, soul, and spirit. Okay? The spirit, through our spirit, we connect with the spirit realm. That is because the Holy Spirit lives within our spirits and opens up a new world to us. The spiritual world is opened up to us through our spirit and through our mind. The mind is like the connection between spirit and body. Okay? Our mind, which is comprised, or mind or soul, which is comprised of, here it says, mind, will, and emotions. Otherwise, you can call it intellect, emotions, and will. Okay? This forms our soul. And this soul connects the spirit with the body. And our body is where this mind and soul, the soul and spirit live. And the body is the way we connect with the outside world. Okay? And the Holy Spirit wants to sanctify every part of us. The spirit, our spirit, as we can see, as we will see in the following scriptures, This is how we look. This is how we look diagrammatically again. Okay? Externally, there's a body made up of muscles, tissues, bones, blood, and everything. Inside, there is our soul, our soulish realm, it's called, which is the blue-black part. And right in the middle, the yellow glowing portion is our spirit, which has been sanctified because the Holy Spirit lives in our spirit. The Holy Spirit lives within us. In diagrammatically, it's represented as a dove in the spirit. But the Holy Spirit is within us, in every part of us, every part of us. We can't contain the Holy Spirit. Okay? So this is another diagram for us to get a clearer idea. But our spirit has already been renewed in baptism. The Holy Spirit is united with us, with our human spirit. And our spirit has already been renewed in baptism. Our mind or the soul needs to be renewed because that is a part of us that needs cleansing, that needs renewal. Okay? And that is why this teaching is called Renew Your Mind, because that is our responsibility. We are called to do this. We are called to work and cooperate with the Holy Spirit to renew our mind. And the body and the flesh also are unrenewed, which need continually to be crucified. To be crucified. We can't just give in to our flesh nature, which is weak, which can easily cause us to sin. Therefore, our flesh also needs to be renewed and sanctified. Okay?
As Pri already said, you see, our spirit is already renewed through baptism. And therefore, you see, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17 says, if anyone is in Christ, he or she is a new creation. Mm-hmm. Amen. Praise God. This is like the born-again experience that Jesus came and told Nicodemus, you must be born anew. You must be born again. For us, it happened at baptism. But we have to nurture it. Because we didn't nurture it, because we, you know, that encounter, we didn't nurture, we didn't grow deeper, we were not rooted. You know, what has happened is we have become lukewarm, we have become complacent. But the truth is this, our spirit is already renewed. We are new creations in, if any man is in Christ, we are a new creation. Then see what it says. All things are passed away, all things have become new. See, this is truly, in a sense, a renewal of the mind. All things have gone. Amen. That is why one of the acid test, whether the Lord has touched our life, whether the Holy Spirit has, is awakened and stirred up in our life, is to know, have all things passed away? Sinful habits, addictions, secret sins, sexual sins, have they passed away? Yes, it is important they go, because it says all things must go. Old habits, old values, old morals. You see, all things are passed away, all things have become new. What does it mean, all things to become new? Now we start taking the kingdom principles, the values of the gospel, the values of the gospel, the beliefs of the gospel, the morals of the kingdom of God. See, this is what it's called transformation. If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Look at this diagram. It says here, here is this man. Yeah, the spirit man living. But your spirit, you see, the spirit man is here. But you, what you see here is the soul. The unrenewed, right? The unrenewed part. This spirit actually must renew the soul. Our spirit is called to renew the mind, the emotions, and the will. But for that, the spirit within us must become awakened. We have to stir it up. That's why we have been saying one of the good ways to do it is by praying in tongues. When you pray in tongues, you stir up the Holy Spirit that is within you. You awaken the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit takes control of your life. That's what we pray, no? Every day before we start the webinar. Holy Spirit, I love you. Holy Spirit, be my helper. Holy Spirit, take control of my life. He takes control of my life. That means what? He takes charge of my life. And now he works out the plan of God, the values of God, the morals of God, all the old things. You know, he kills and he brings up the new things in our life. Amazing story, isn't it? This is the renewal of the mind. Very, very critical for us. So a new spirit in Christ. What passed away? God, what passed away is, as I said, no? God has given us a new spirit in baptism, as I was saying, yeah? Our spirit has merged with the Holy Spirit. We are one. That's why it is so important. The Christian life is a life in the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. Amen? Praise God. You cannot live the Christian life outside the Holy Spirit. If you live the Christian life outside the Holy Spirit, what does it mean? It means your body and your soul is taken control of your life. And you have killed the spirit. Then we are living in the flesh, as St. Paul says, no? You produce the works of the flesh, you know? Sinful nature brings forth sinful sins, yeah? So our spirit has merged with the Holy Spirit and we are one. then we can all say, you see, when the Spirit takes control of our lives more and more, we can truly say Jesus is Lord. When we say Jesus is Lord, it means that Jesus is the Lord of my entire life. Not one area of my life, not just the spiritual life, but my entire area of my life. That means my spirit, it is my soul, it's my body. Jesus is Lord. That is important in each one of our life. He redeemed us and he sanctified us, and that is what he did for us on the cross. What about the mind and the body? You see, our minds was not renewed at baptism. We already said this, right? Our spirits were renewed. Our minds not renewed. What does it mean? It needs renewal. It needs renewal. That's why it is an ongoing process. You know, no one can say, my mind is fully renewed. Nobody can say that. We are working towards it. But many people can say, yes, now I have a new mind. My mind is being touched by the Spirit. I think differently. My perspective of things are different. I look at things from the eyes of Jesus. And that is very important in our lives. Our body, again, not renewed at baptism. That's why our mind and our body needs to be crucified. It needs to be crucified, our mind and our body. How can it be crucified? That is where we need the help of the Holy Spirit. We cannot do it on our own. We need the help of the Holy Spirit. We're saying, Holy Spirit, be my helper. These are sanctified by the Holy Spirit. As we pray, already quoted this beautiful scripture. We quote it again because it's a very key scripture. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, 23 and 24. And may the God of peace, which is the Holy Spirit, himself, look at that. It is the work of the Holy Spirit. Sanctification is the work of the Holy Spirit. Holiness is the work of the Holy Spirit. It is not our doing. It is not our charity. It is not our good life. No, no, no. You know, may the God of peace himself sanctify you entirely. That means what? Completely, fully, spirit, soul, and body. So sanctification is not only of the spirit. It is also of the mind, and it is also of the body, totally, so that we can be presented, as the word of God says, you know, holy and blameless. Here it is. And present you sound and blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ.
So, what is a renewed mind? What does it mean? Our emphasis, this teaching is called renew your mind. So what does a renewed mind mean? The key scripture for the renewal of the mind, I quoted it yesterday, and we want to emphasize it again today because it's the key scripture for this teaching. Romans 12 verse 2. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind.
Amen.
So this is the process of renewal of the mind, where we stop being conformed to the world and we start being transformed. Where is the transformation? It's in the mind. A transformation where our mind is renewed. Our mind is made new. And we end up with the mind of Christ. Working in us, working through us, working from us. We start thinking like Jesus. We have his emotions. We feel like him. We have compassion like him. We love like him. We forgive. We don't hold on to any kind of negativity. We don't experience all the negative emotions that the world experiences, but we are able to rise above them. For we have the mind of Christ, and that is a renewal of the mind and a surrender of our will. The third portion of the mind is the will. The will should continually be surrendered to the will of God, to the work of the Holy Spirit, to the action of the Holy Spirit. And that process where the Spirit, where the Holy Spirit with the Word of God transforms our intellect, emotions, and will, that process is called the renewal of the mind. Okay? So, in as a simple definition, we want to tell you that the renewal of the mind is developing the mind of Christ in the power of the Holy Spirit. Okay, sanctification of the mind, the cleansing of the mind, the renewal of the mind is developing the mind of Christ in the power of the Holy Spirit and through the Word of God. And through the Word, the Holy Spirit will put the mind of Christ. How do we know the mind of Christ? The mind of Christ is written down for us. It's written down in what we call the Holy Bible. So when we start thinking and aligning our thoughts with the Word of God, we can say that our mind has been renewed. And this is the doing of the Holy Spirit. So the more we yield to the Holy Spirit, the more we pray in tongues, study the Word of God, this process of renewal of the mind is happening automatically in us. Okay. Philippians chapter 2 verse 5 tells us, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. So at the end of the process of renewal of the mind, whose mind are we going to have? We're going to have the mind of Christ. We already have the Spirit of Christ in us. And when our mind is renewed, our mind will be just like the mind of Jesus. And then we will know how God works, how God thinks, how God feels. And we will be able to be just like Him here on earth. Okay? Romans 12 verse 2. And another version in the English standard version, it tells us very beautifully, you know, it simplifies it for us. It says, do not be conformed to the world. What does conform mean? Conform, if you look at the Greek word, the word conform means be molded. Be molded by. So what is the scripture telling us? Don't be molded by the world, by the way the world behaves, the way the world thinks. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind. So what should your mind? You don't conform to the world. You must conform to the Word of God, to the Word. That is the transformation. The word transformed here is the same word that we use in biology from Greek, which is called metamorphosis. Okay? Metamorphosis means an inner transformation which is seen on the outside. Like in the life cycle of a butterfly, you know, we all study biology. What happens? It goes through its normal cycle, and from the egg to the butterfly stage, it goes through a total transformation. There is no similarity. And that is what happens. When our mind is renewed, there is no similarity between the old person and the new person. We are transformed by the renewal of the mind. True transformation is when the mind is renewed, brothers and sisters. And that by testing. Then how do you know when your mind is actually renewed? You will be able to discern the will of God. Because your mind starts to think like God's mind. You'll start to have His thoughts. You'll understand the way God works. And by testing, you will be able to discern what is the will of God in any situation, in any circumstance. Your understanding of the will of God will be superior to the way the world thinks. Then you will know what is good and acceptable and perfect. Okay? Good, acceptable, and perfect are regarding the will of God. Does not mean there are three wills that God has. For some people, good will, some people, acceptable will, some people, perfect will. No. There are different stages in the renewal of the mind. There is a stage when everybody thinks, you know, when people think, oh, everything that happens is the will of God. That may be where most of us are right now. We need to move from there. Everything that happens, I explained it yesterday also in detail. Everything that happens is not the will of God. Everything that happens on earth is not the will of God. So when you start realizing, yes, all this evil around us, the Holocaust, the killing of innocent babies, abortion, and this pandemic, it's not the will of God. So when your mind is able to actually begin to grasp this, you're already graduating. You're coming into the good will of God. Realize God is a good God. He's so merciful, so compassionate, so loving. He doesn't want all this. He doesn't want all this. The problem is we are the ones who have been given dominion. Remember, we are the ones who are called to rule on earth. So if we don't take a stand, if the church doesn't rise and do what God wants, the world experiences suffering. But when we start renewing our mind, we start walking in the good will of God, then slowly we are able to establish by commanding and taking authority in Jesus' name, we are able to reverse the evil around us. And we're slowly moving into the next level where the acceptable will of God is being established. And finally, as we keep on and on walking in authority, as we keep on speaking our way to victory, praying in tongues, we will slowly be moving into the perfect will of God. This is a lifetime's journey, but let's start. Let's start today. Because if we never start, we will never move. Okay? So this is the process of the renewal of the mind.
There's a beautiful version in the Jerusalem Bible, Romans 12 verse 2 again. It says something beautiful. It says, do not model yourself on the behavior of the world around you. How important. In other words, don't copy the behavior and the customs of the world. We shouldn't fall a prey to it. You know, what is important for us is, that's why, to know what is God's plan? What does God say in situations like values, morals, modesty? Very important for us. Not to copy the things of the world, okay? But let your behavior change, modeled by your new mind. And that is important. That's why, I mean, noticed, sisters and brothers, so many people go for so many retreats. Some people go every year for retreat. I met a person who told me, this is my 20th time I'm coming to this retreat center. Great, wonderful. I encourage you to make a retreat every year. But listen, just making a retreat every year is not going to help. In a sense, a retreat, we must come, it should renew your mind. Your behavior must change. Your lifestyle must change. Your family life must change, right? Yeah. How many people finish a retreat, go back home, but their family life is the same? There is no change. So let your behavior change. The way you speak, the way you relate to people, a kindness. What about home? Charity begins at home. We know that. So behavior at home, the forgiveness between spouses in the family. You see, but let your behavior change, modeled by a new mind. New mind is what? The mind of Jesus Christ. Simply, nobody has to tell you what to do. I'm telling you this. Nobody has to tell you what to do. The new mind, if you start praying to the Holy Spirit, you know, the Holy Spirit will work out the mind of Christ in you so that tomorrow you will know what is sin, what is good and what is not good. You know it. You don't need any rocket science to know what is good and what is not good and what is what God wants you to do. You don't need rocket science, because the Holy Spirit is your teacher. This is the only way to discover the will of God, know what is good. How many people, we know that, right, want to ask us, what is the will of God? And because they cannot find the will of God, they don't know the will of God, they go to everybody, pray for me, tell me what is God's will, who I should marry, whether I should migrate, where should I take this job. Why? Confusion. Why? No renewal of mind. You see, when your mind is not renewed, you will rely upon human wisdom. You will rely on human people. When your mind is renewed, you know what to do. You know what to do. The Holy Spirit within you will prompt you, will speak to you and tell you, this is the way, walk in it. This is the only way. To remember what it is saying here. This is the only way. This is the only way. That means what? There is no other way. There is no other way. This is the only way to discover the will of God. What is this only way? For your mind to be renewed and know what is good. That is what God wants and what is the perfect thing to do. One more version. See, we're giving you 4 or 5 versions because the scripture is the key. It's the key to the renewal of mind. Romans 12 verse 2 according to NLT. New Living Translation. Don't copy. Look at this again. Don't copy the behavior and the customs of this world. Let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect. I just want to say, don't copy anything of the world. Practices. See, it says not only behavior, customs of this world. And sometimes some of us are still steeped in the some pagan customs, customs that are not very Christian. Very difficult. You see, No renewal of the mind. Don't copy the behavior and the customs of this world, but be renewed in your mind. And Ephesians, another beautiful scripture, Ephesians chapter 4, 17, 18 says, that you may no longer walk as the Gentiles do in the futility of their mind. Why renewal of mind? Why is the renewal of the mind so important? So that you will no longer walk as the Gentiles. Who are the Gentiles? Pagans, unbelievers. You see, that's why for us it's so important for our minds to be renewed. Otherwise, what will happen? We'll be living, walking in darkness. We may think we're walking in the light, but we're walking in darkness. We're doing all the things that the pagans do, the unbelievers do, in the futility of their mind. You see? And then it says here, futility here means failing to produce the desired results, never succeeding. And how true this is, right? How many people say, how much I'm praying, this is not happening, that is not happening, this is not happening, I'm doing everything that is required, it's not happening. Why? Because of the futility of their mind. They're failing to produce the desired results, never succeeding, because their mind is not renewed and they're walking in darkness, just like a Gentile. They're darkened in their understanding. You see, what does it mean? They're darkened in their understanding. They cannot understand the ways of God. They cannot understand the ways of God. And the ways of God, any Christian should know, any Catholic should know. Why? Because the Holy Spirit dwells within us. He will tell you the ways of God. Very simple. They are darkened in their understanding, alienated from the life of God due to the ignorance that is in them, due to their hardness of heart. Look at it. Because of the futility of their mind, because they are darkened in their understanding, now see something very serious happened. Alienated from the life of God. What is alienated? Separated. Cut away. You're separated from what? The life of God. It's like a branch, you know, branch that is cut away from the vine. When a branch is cut away from the vine, matter of time the branch will die. Why? Because the sap of the branch of the tree is not flowing into the branch. And that is what is happening to so many people. They feel, oh, no, God is not hearing our prayer. Why am I sick? Why this happened to my family? You know why? You are cut off. You are alienated from what? The life of God. That's why you cannot enjoy your life. There is no new life in you. There is dryness, emptiness, depression, frustration, panic, worry, anxiety. All this is because people are alienated from God and separated from God who brings life due to their ignorance. See, ignorance is the problem. My people perish for lack of knowledge. And that's why we thank you for being on this webinar. Really, I'm sure every one of you are blessed. And that's why learn to study the Word of God. Please, please, we're going to show you a small little material a little later. Get some help, little bit help. Study the Word of God so that it will, you know, you'll not be ignorant. Because ignorance will destroy your life. Because of ignorance, you'll perish. Okay.
So the purpose of the renewal of the mind. So what happens at the end of the process of renewal of the mind? Again, Romans 12 verse 2 is the key verse. So what is the purpose? It is to know the will of God.
Amen.
So that you are not walking in confusion. You're not walking in darkness. In any situation, in any circumstance, somehow in your heart, you will know. This is the will of God. This is not the will of God. So often, you know, you find during this time of the pandemic, if we ask you a question, okay, is this coronavirus because of the judgment of God or is it the work of the devil? Can you clearly say, I know the answer to this question? I don't know, brothers and sisters. Most people are confused. They're not able to clearly say, no, this is not the will of God. This is not the judgment of God. This is purely the work of the devil working through hearts and minds of human beings who are on his side. This is the work of the enemy against the whole world, to destroy the world, to destroy people. That is how the devil works. And very, very clearly, I know in my heart that this is not the judgment of God. I will never agree. Even 100 messages will come about this. I won't agree that it's the judgment of God. Because in my heart, I know what the will of God is and what is not the will of God. Because I know my mind has been renewed to some extent. And I know God's ways. I know his path. Because of the Holy Spirit.
Also, to add something, look at what it says. The purpose of the renewal of the mind is to know the will of God. What does it mean? You see, it also means this, right? It means everything that happens is not the will of God. Everything that happens is not the will of God. Maybe we'll just write, oh, it is God's will. It is God's will. It is not God's will. Please don't write a statement like that for every misfortune that comes across your way, something that happens that shouldn't have happened. It is God's will. Please don't pass the buck to God. We need to know the will of God.
Okay. To know the will of God and to prove to the world the will of God. Brothers and sisters, it's not just for us to know. We should be able to convince others what the will of God is. And you are confused about the will of God? Go to the Word of God. Go to Jesus. Look at Jesus. See how Jesus worked. You know, Jesus always told even the Pharisees who were constantly challenging him. He says, listen to my words. If you don't believe my words, see the work. See the work that I do and know that I'm doing the will of God. So we can prove the will of God by looking at Jesus, his teaching, and his work. Both prove to us the will of God. Is sickness the will of God? Sickness is not the will of God because Jesus healed the sick. What about demonic oppression, possession? That I'm sure everybody will say is not the will of God. Jesus also proved it because he healed those who were possessed, who were oppressed, and who were suffering, and suffering of every kind. He relieved it. He relieved it. He doesn't want us to drown in a storm. He wants us to walk on the waters. Proving the will of God. God can enable us to live above the laws of nature. He doesn't want us to suffer, be hungry, starving. That's why he multiplied the loaves to feed the 5,000. He proved the will of God. God is our provider. He'll supply all our needs in every situation, brothers and sisters. If you're confused, look at Jesus and see how Jesus behaved. You will know and you can prove to others the will of God. Also, when you start renewing your mind, you can start doing the will of God. Okay, it's one thing to know the will of God. It's one thing to be able to prove to others, but it's not enough. What must you do? You must do the will of God. We must start acting accordingly. We must be able to do what Jesus said. Primarily, he has entrusted to us the responsibility of preaching the gospel with miracles, signs, and wonders. Then the world will believe. Don't just preach the gospel and expect them to believe if you don't have miracles, signs, and wonders following the proclamation of the word. That is the will of God. Proclamation with demonstration. That is the will of God. And that is God's will for everyone. Whether you're a doctor, nurse, teacher, whether you're a housewife or you're a CEO of a company, what is God's will for our life? Primarily, that we proclaim the good news with miracles, signs, and wonders.
And to do the will of God, it is not difficult. Don't think, oh, it's not possible for me. It is too hard. No, why? Because the Holy Spirit is there. Mm-hmm. Because of the presence of the Holy Spirit in every one of us, doing the will of God is easy. It is not burdensome. It is not tiring. No, the Holy Spirit, you see, when the Holy Spirit becomes more and more active in our life, he will put you on the right path. Amen? The path, that narrow path that leads to life. That is where you walk, and that is all according to God's plan and will in your life.
And to demonstrate the will of God. That's what I was just saying. We can't just talk about the will of God. We must show the will of God. We can't say, yes, yes, Jesus healed all the sick. Therefore, it's God's will to heal. Come on, we are the ones who are supposed to heal the sick now. God is not working directly from heaven. He's working through us because heaven is in our heart. God lives here and he works through our hands. He works through our faith. So let's build ourselves up in faith. Let's stretch out our hands. God will work his wonders, because that is the full renewal of the mind. Is not just in the mind. It will ultimately manifest in actions, where the whole world will experience peace, healing, wholeness of spirit and mind and body. Sins are forgiven. Minds are healed and renewed. Lives are transformed. Bodies are restored. That is the will of God, brothers and sisters. Okay? And this is the full purpose of the renewal of the mind. So, the most important question everybody wants is, it's a zillion-dollar question. What is God's will for me? And brothers and sisters, if you don't know God's will, you can't do God's will. Simplest reason why many people don't do the will of God is because their mind is not renewed and they don't know the will of God for their life. So they don't do the will of God. Is everything that happens the will of God, let alone in others, in the world, in your own life? Is everything that happens in your life the will of God? No. Only when you're renewed in your mind, you can make sure the will of God happens. The will of God happening in your life is not automatic. It is a deliberate choice. You have to surrender your will to the Lord by the power of the Holy Spirit. And only then, as your mind is renewed, the will of God will slowly start manifesting in your life. Okay? Is sickness the will of God? We just showed you, we just proved to you, sickness is never the will of God. That's why coronavirus is not the will of God, because God is not trying to teach us anything through sickness. He does not have sickness to give. He's good God. He has only healing to give. So it's not his judgment. It's not his work. But he is the one who heals. So we can make sure that we receive our healing by putting our faith in him. Are accidents the will of God? When a person dies in an accident, we all, maybe, you know, miserable. The family is crying, consoled. And then you go going to console the family. What are you saying, consoling them? Oh, this was God's will. God needed him in heaven, so God took him. That is not God. God does not need. God is the one who gives. He needs nothing. He needs no one. It's only his love that he draws us to himself. So none of these evil things that happen are the will of God. They're all the work of the enemy. Sickness, accidents, storms, natural calamities. They are not the acts of God. They are the works of the enemy. Is untimely death the will of God? Never. Never. But what if somebody dies an untimely death and the person believed in Jesus? Brothers and sisters, that person will go to heaven because of their faith in Jesus. But as I said yesterday, God is going to ask them, oh, my son, why did you come so soon? I have so much more work for you on earth. My daughter, you were supposed to get married. You were supposed to have so many children. And my kingdom was supposed to be extended through your family, through your children. You died at 20. It's not my will for you. Brothers and sisters, if we don't have this conviction about sickness not being the will of God, we will just, you know, lift up our hands and say, oh, the person died of sickness, so it must be the will of God. It's not automatic. I told you it's not automatic.
Yes. And also don't think that if a person dies, oh, God has some higher work for him. God has some work for him in heaven. Heaven is a place of rest. Working all is over. You have to work on the earth.
Yes, so be here.
You have to work on the earth. Heaven is a place of rest. So God is not going to call you. It's not a promotion. It's not promotion. That's a place of rest. You're in the presence of the Lord. So don't have this idea, oh, God has some higher work for him. No. All wrong thinking. Unrenewed mind. Yeah, this is all unrenewed mind that will prove very costly to people ultimately. Because if you believe that, that's what is going to happen, right? Whatsoever a man thinks in his heart, it shall come to pass, says the word of God.
negative situations and circumstances are never the will of God, brothers and sisters. Misfortune, financial losses, marital discord, failure in life. We see everyone experiencing these in some form or the other. We too, we also have experienced these in so many ways. That our son was born with such severe brain damage. It was a horrible thing. And we too needed help. We needed renewal of our mind to come to this place where we began to understand that's not the will of God for our child. And we began to fight. We began to fight for him and the difference it has made. That's because we were open to the Holy Spirit and to the Word, and our mind is getting renewed. That's why, as Colin was saying, no real change after retreats. If you don't work on the renewal of your mind, you will never change. You will go for a retreat, you'll get a nice emotional boost, you'll sing songs, you'll be happy, you'll make a good confession, and you'll receive inner healing, come back to your old life, and so sadly, come back to your old ways. Every Lent is supposed to be like a retreat. We're supposed to give up an old ways of sin and failure, defeat, and walk with every Easter. We're supposed to rise with Jesus to newness of life. But how often give up drinking for 40 days and on Easter Sunday get so drunk, fall in the gutter? That's what we've seen. That is not renewal. That is not transformation. Okay, so then there is no real change. That's because the mind is not getting renewed. I remember this brother. Okay, he was battling diabetes for many years. And after, and he was young. He was young and he had developed diabetes at a young age. So after 10 years of struggling with diabetes and unable to bring it under control, even with medication and diet and everything, one fine day he's writing in his reflection, he's saying, I have accepted diabetes as the will of God for my life. How is that possible? How can diabetes be the will of God when sickness is not the will of God for us? He couldn't fight it. He didn't know how to fight it. His mind was not renewed to the truth. So he was resigned to it. That is not acceptance of the will of God. That is resignation. That is giving up. That is giving up. The battle against diabetes. He lost, diabetes won. That is what happened. That is when he said, he just threw up his hands and said, oh, diabetes has taken over. I remember this.
Yeah. Brothers and sisters, you see, when you accept a sickness, it will remain with you. Isn't it? It will remain with you because you accepted it. And no amount of prayer, you can go anywhere for healing. People around you may get healed, but you are not getting healed. Why? Because you've accepted it. In fact, we have a beautiful video. I will post it on your group here. A friend who was 30 years having diabetes got completely healed. Can you imagine? Praise God. Oh, just by praying in tongues. Just by praying in tongues, he got completely healed and he was set free of diabetes. We're going to post that video for you and it will motivate you to know what the gift of tongues and the power of tongues is.
There was a sister whose husband died very young, just 46 years old. He died at the age of 46 after 2-3 years of battling a prolonged illness. And when I went, she was a good friend. I went to pay my respects. And I just told her, I said, this is just not God's will for my life, for his life. She stopped me. When I said that, she said, no, Priya, I have accepted this as the will of God. But just because you accepted it as the will of God, it does not become the will of God. To know the will of God, you have to renew your mind. That is the truth, brothers and sisters. And if you are willing to accept this, you will be transformed. You will be transformed. You will look at the scriptures and say, you will see it in a new light. Because the mind has been renewed, your eyes, the eyes of your heart have been enlightened, and you will start interpreting everything the right way, because your mind has been transformed by the power of God.
So very quickly, it needs no much explanation here. You know, because when we say the mind, the soul, we know that it means the emotions and the intellect, right? What are the parts of the mind? Sometimes when we say mind, we are wondering what it is. Here are the parts of the mind: the brain, the intellect, emotions, will, conscience, imagination, memory, creativity. You see, all this constitutes the mind or the soul. So when we say the mind, it involves all this. It involves your intellect, it involves your emotions, your will. You see, that is why it is so important to understand what is, it's like parts of the mind. What is the mind made up of? Here it is again, the 3-in-1. The same diagram that we said, yeah? The spirit relates with the Holy Spirit. That's why praying in tongues is as a prayer of the spirit. And some people say, can I pray in my mind? No. Why? It is not a mental prayer. It is not a mental prayer. It's a prayer of the spirit. So to get maximum benefit, better to pray in the spirit. Your spirit is connecting with the Holy Spirit. How amazing. No? That's why more life, more breakthroughs. The life of God has come. Why so many people are writing and saying, I got a breakthrough. Yesterday also in this, many people were sharing about just, commanding and how they're getting, things started moving in their life. Why? Because your spirit is coming alive. Your spirit now is responding to the word of God. See that? Your spirit, you know, the word of God is quickening your spirit. That means, you know, it is bringing your spirit alive. Amen. And now the truth is becoming so meaningful to you. And now you're doing what the word of God tells you to do. And you're finding results. Amen. Praise God. And that is how it is. That is the Christian life. The Christian life is to make sure you find, you get results. You get breakthroughs. You get victories. That is the Christian life. Otherwise, what Christian life? Why should we preach Jesus? You tell me. If the Christian life is all about defeat. All about defeat. No victory. We are just victims. Full suffering. Full sickness. Or misfortune. Financial problem, marriage problem, what Christian life? Well, how can we preach Jesus? He has come to set mankind free. Jesus came that we may become victors, not victims. We want to, then only people of other faith will look to us and say, hey, these people walk in victory. They're not just like us. But now looking at the situation, almost everybody is the same. Where there is victory, there is no hope, all fear, panic. No. We are called to be the people of hope. What will bring hope? What will bring faith? What will bring courage in your life? Renewal of the mind. You become strong. You will stand and fight the battle. You will not give up. You will persist in prayer. You will persist. Yes, certain things may take a little longer time for final victory, but you will persist and you will fight and you will win the battle. Amen. Hallelujah. And that, as we said, not soul is the mind or the intellect, the emotions and the will. You see, and the body. You see, if the mind, the soul, if the soul is unrenewed, if the body is unrenewed, then what happens is it is two against one. The spirit is renewed through baptism. The mind or the soul is not renewed. The body is not renewed. What happening? Two against one. The two will pull you in the wrong direction. It will only pull you in the way of the world. But if your spirit is renewed, your mind is renewed, then two against the body. Your mind is renewed, your spirit is renewed, and so what will happen? Now you're pulling your body in the direction of God. Yeah, you're making your body obey you, and then you'll find a lot of victory. And in the process of time, because now it is two against one, the mind is renewed, the spirit is renewed, the body is just pulled in the direction. Then what happens? The body begins to obey the mind. The body obeys the mind. The mind gives instruction to the body because now the mind is renewed. The mind gives instruction to the body and the body obeys it. Amen. Praise God. Then you'll start walking in victory. Oh, amazing. How glorious this truth is, right? So The unrenewed mind, as we already said, is in Ephesians 4:17 and 18, an unrenewed mind will alienate you from God, you know. And so we are saying the unrenewed mind is what? Intellectually, you're not to your fullest potential. You don't work to your fullest potential. Emotionally, you can be weak and easily swayed away. How many people, right, during this time, emotionally weak, and what's your faith? All the years, 50, 60 years now you are there, or 30 years, 40 years, where is that faith? Shallow faith, maybe no faith, more of unbelief, more of doubt than faith, emotionally weak, lack strong convictions. You see, no convictions. Convictions are formed by the word of God, you know, and wrong attitudes. Why? Unrenewed mind. We're copying the world. And that's why many people are depressed, bitter, fearful, confused, so sad. Jesus died, sisters and brothers, not for this. No, not for this. This is a wrong view of Christian life. This is a wrong view of Christianity. Jesus died just to do the opposite. Just to do the opposite in our lives. Yeah, that's why Romans chapter 8 verse 6 says, to be carnally minded is death. Look at that. If you prolong it, if your mind is unrenewed for a very, very long time, to be carnally minded is death. That means what? Your spirit dies. You spiritually dies. You want to say something? You spiritually dies. A mind is, because your mind is just led by senses and flesh. That's all. It gratifies only the flesh. You know, as you see here in this photo, the valve is closed. Where written in this picture is very beautiful. Here is the man who is renewed. And the life, the spirit is renewed. Yes, the spirit, this is renewed. And through the spirit, the white part, right? And so through the spirit, the life of God flows into the person here, mind. Yeah, the gray portion is the mind. Now there is a valve. It is like a pipe or a valve, because this life has to flow to the body, correct? But this valve is closed. Why it is closed? Your mind is unrenewed. So this, because it is closed, it affects your body. I feel sick. My body hurts. I am dying. No use. You know, I got this problem, I got that problem. Yeah.
Okay, this is a situation where instead of your spirit, the white portion, which is renewed, controlling your mind and the body, the opposite is happening. The body is controlling the mind and the spirit has no ability to influence. What is, giving you an example. The body is saying, I've got fever. Now, in this condition, if you have fever, finished for you. Because what is the body going to do? Panic. The body is going to get into panic mode. Oh, maybe. Yeah, I've got little throat pain. Little back is hurting. Oh, yes. I know what it is. Because the body and the mind are working together now. The mind is starting to say, it has to be coronavirus. Do the test to confirm. And all the time you're living in fear. You're trying to do the test, more and more fear. Getting it done, getting the result. And the result is negative. But what has happened to you? You have suffered for those 2-3 days when the test was done until you got the result. But if you knew what to do, when you started having fever, what should you do? Command the fever to go. Command the symptoms to die. So what if it is coronavirus? You think coronavirus cannot submit to the name of Jesus? Even if it is COVID, even if it's coronavirus, it will die, provided you take charge. So if your mind was renewed, your mind will say, no, this is just a fever. I can take charge. In Jesus' name, command it to leave. So that is how the unrenewed mind, brothers and sisters, is right in the middle. It's either getting influenced by the spirit, the renewed part, or by the flesh. That is being carnally minded, when the flesh is influencing the mind. And in the end, you struggle, you suffer, you experience death. Cut off from the life of God.
Amen. Praise God.
Okay? So the renewed mind, brothers and sisters, is the mind which does not conform to the world, does not think like the world. Right. Just because you have a fever, should not think, oh, coronavirus. You should think, okay, just a fever, get rid of it in Jesus' name. That is how a transformed, renewed mind works. Okay, so the renewed mind is when your intellect, the intelligence is functioning, is sanctified, and through that sanctified intellect, the wisdom of God is functioning. In fact, somebody says, no, common sense sanctified is the wisdom of God. Everybody's got common sense, but it's not sanctified for everyone.
Sanctified wisdom is common.
So, no. Sanctified common sense is wisdom. So you allow your sense, your common sense, to be sanctified by the Holy Spirit, renewed by the Word of God, you will see wisdom of God working in you, just like Jesus. Just like Jesus. That's why nobody could stump Jesus with a hard question, because he was always working with the wisdom of God through the Holy Spirit. Always in control of your emotions. Your emotions will not take, you don't take over you. Fear, depression, anxiety will not, control you. Rather, you will control them. You have the right convictions based on the word. Not the wrong convictions based on what the world is saying, what the world is thinking. Then the sanctification gifts of the Holy Spirit of Isaiah chapter 11 verse 2. Those gifts will start working. Wisdom, knowledge, understanding, fortitude, counsel, fear of the Lord, and piety. All these will start working in you because it is natural. It will flow from your spirit as the Spirit is sanctifying you. Romans 8 verse 6, second part of that verse. But to be spiritually minded. So when the mind is renewing, is leaning toward the Spirit, it is a spiritually minded person. Okay, that person is spiritually minded and they are experiencing life and peace. Whatever is happening around us, we don't need to be disturbed. Life and peace continually flowing in us, through us, and from us.
And that's why you'll also realize, right? So many people come and say, no peace, right? So many people keep saying, no peace, no life. Why? Because you see, mind is unrenewed. A carnal mind brings death, right? Brings death. But a mind that is spiritually minded, that means your mind is renewed by the Holy Spirit, brings life and peace. And very good, again, another acid test. When the peace of God that passes all understanding rules your heart and rules your mind, God is at the center of your life. God is in control of your life. Yeah.
Again, 1 Corinthians 2 verse 16. St. Paul is reminding us, we have the mind of Christ. Let us start walking in it. As we get our mind renewed, as we allow the Holy Spirit to cleanse us, sanctify us, the mind of Christ starts working in us. Because it's Christ in us. We just have to show the world Christ in us as we yield to the Spirit. And we allow the life, divine life, to flow in us, through the mind, into the body. Then the body experiences health, peace, wellness, whatever is happening around us. Okay? Yeah. We will skip this slide. Okay. So how to renew the mind, brothers and sisters? Actually, all that we've been teaching you in the past two webinars is on the renewal of the mind through the how? By the word of God. The key to renewal of the mind is the word of God. Get the word of God into you, worldliness will go out of you. So that is the process of renewal of the mind. Jeremiah 31 verse 33 tells us, but this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, says the Lord. I will put my law upon their minds and write it upon their heart. So where does God want the word of God to be written? On the pages of a book? No. On tablets of stone? No. God wants that law, his word, to be written on our mind and in our heart. Because only then we will know the will of God and we'll do the will of God. That is having your mind renewed. So how God, the finger of God, that is the Holy Spirit, will write the word. But we have to read the word. We have to study that word. As we study, then the Holy Spirit will be writing. As we memorize the word, as we start practicing and doing that word, it will be written in our hearts and minds. Okay? We need to meditate. We need to meditate on the word of God. It doesn't happen automatically. just keeping a Bible next to you and sleeping. Don't think, okay, using the Bible as my pillow, automatically the word, you know, will download into my brain. No. We have to diligently study, brothers and sisters. Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. One of my favorite scriptures. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouths. So what should we do? This was a time they didn't know how to pray in tongues. So they continuously spoke the word. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouths, but you shall meditate on it day and night. Where should the word be? Meditated in your mind, day and night. If you wake up in the night, the word should be in your mind. Anytime during the day, meditate on the word, so that you may be careful to do according to all that's written in it. Then you will make your way prosperous. Then you will have good success. You want to be successful. You want your ways, your days to be prosperous, to be blessed in every way. Meditate on the word. Meditate on the word. As you meditate on the word, it will transform you. And you will be successful and prosperous. Okay.
Another thing, already we spoke, I think, on the how to walk in authority and how to speak your way to victory. We already spoke this, right? Another way is confessing the word and claiming the promises therein. You see, you have to speak it out. As just now we saw in Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. The mouth is for that. The mouth that God has given us is for to proclaim God's word, to decree, confessing the word of God. As I told you on the first day, don't just read it in your mind. You must speak it out. Speak it out. When you speak it out, the desired effect happens. That's very important. That's why I said, get those confessions for victory. So critical. Philippians 4:13, for example, says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Yeah. If you believe that, if you confess that, you can do all things. You will not say, I cannot do this. You will not say, oh, this is too difficult. You will not say, it is impossible. Why? Every day you're saying, I can do all things. I can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens me. 1 Corinthians 1:30 says, Christ is our wisdom, our righteousness, our sanctification, our redemption. Every day you're saying, Jesus is my wisdom. Jesus is my righteousness. Jesus is my holiness. Jesus is my redemption. So your identity, your self-worth, all grows. You become more and more confident, you know, who you are in Christ Jesus. Memorize the word of God. That's what they did in the Old Testament. They memorize the scriptures by heart. Memorize means by heart. Learn it by heart. Take some scriptures, key scriptures, learn it by heart. At least the confessions for victory, the only 35 scriptures, learn it by heart. You will see it produce tremendous fruit in your life. Yeah. So 2 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 4 and 5 says, the weapons of our warfare are not of the flesh, but of divine power to destroy strongholds. Amen. Praise God. See, that is the power of the renewal mind. It's very easy. When you have the renewal mind, then the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, are not fleshly. They have divine power. That is what? Coming through the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen? Divine power. Praying in tongues again. Wonderful weapon to pull down, to destroy strongholds. You know, in the mind. You see, strongholds are why? Why strongholds? Because we didn't do anything much about it earlier, it's become a stronghold. Stronghold is like, no, taking hold of certain area of your life. Like a fortress, no? Taking hold. Now you have to get released from it. Who will do that? The Holy Spirit will do it, and through the word of God. We destroy arguments. See that? Every lofty opinion raised against the knowledge of God, and take captive, look at that, every thought to obey Christ. Amen. Every thought, every negative thought, anxious thought, worrying thought, we bring it captive to Christ so that the peace of God will reign in our life. Fight negative thoughts, people's opinions, wrong teachings. Fight it. Know the word. To fight it, you must know the word of God. Otherwise, you can't just baselessly fight. Well, this is my belief. Some people say, no, this is what I believe. Be based on something, right? It must be based on the word of God. It must be based on some facts. You just can't say, oh, this is my belief. This is how I am. No. Don't become like that. That's how a blind man will say that. Yeah. And you speak against the voice of the enemies. Yeah. You see, when you know, because your mind is renewed, you will know so clearly, this is not the voice of the Spirit. Because now your mind and your spirit is so tuned to the voice of the Holy Spirit, you'll be able to discern the voice of the enemy. And you, the, when the enemy is bringing a voice, immediately you'll stop the enemy and say, get out of my life. Because your spirit is tuned to the voice of the Holy Spirit.
Okay. So the word of God is given to us as a weapon. Remember how Jesus defeated the devil in the desert, in the wilderness, with the word. Ephesians chapter 6, verses 17 and 18 tells us, take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God.
Amen.
Okay? So Paul is listing all the weapons of the armor, the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and the spear of the Spirit, the gift of tongues. Pray continually in the Spirit. Ephesians 6, verse 18. If you remember, that was a key scripture of the first talk on the gift of tongues webinar, the power of praying in tongues. Keep on praying in the Spirit. These two work together, brothers and sisters. The word of God must be in our mind, and we need to speak whenever required. But the gift of tongues has to be continuous. The spear of the Spirit all the time, so that the Holy Spirit will be attacking all the works of the enemy, our own flesh, our own unrenewed mind, other people's opinions, everything that works against us. We can destroy these using the weapons of the armor of God. Okay? Again, praying in tongues. We cannot emphasize the importance of praying in tongues enough, brothers and sisters. It brings renewal of the mind.
Yeah. And if those people who are here, you are not attended the Gift of Tongues webinar, don't worry. Please go to our YouTube channel. Gift of Tongues webinar is recorded. All the three talks are there. And when we hold one, next month, then you can come and join us. Don't wait till then, but listen to the talks so that it will help you.
Okay. In Romans 8, verses 26 and 27, St. Paul is telling us, we don't know how to pray as we ought to pray. So let the Holy Spirit pray for you. When you pray in tongues, the Holy Spirit is praying. The Holy Spirit is praying in a language which is beyond words. Which is beyond words. And what is he praying for you? The second part of this verse. He who searches the hearts of men knows what is the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for us according to the will of God. So what is the Holy Spirit praying for us? The Holy Spirit is praying for God's will in our life. So you can trust the Holy Spirit to make sure the perfect will of God is slowly being accomplished. Pray more in tongues. Pray more in tongues. It will renew your will. It will renew you from the inside out. Let this happen in you, brothers and sisters. This is a principle of substitution. As you get the word in, all the negativity will go out. What should you think about? St. Paul is telling us what to think about. Isn't that beautiful? Philippians 4 verse 8. Finally, brethren, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, pure, lovely, gracious, if there is any excellence, if there's anything worthy of praise, think about these things. So imagine our God so good, telling us what to think about. He's not just saying, don't think about this, don't think about this. Think about good things. What is true? What is lovely, pure, beautiful, just, honorable? All that is in the word. So what should we think about? Think and meditate on the word. And then what is negative in your mind will be removed. It will be substituted with the word of God. Consciously. Bring every area of your mind to the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit will transform every area one by one. Wrong beliefs, wrong convictions, all wrong understanding, futility of our mind. Let the Holy Spirit transform them and allow the Holy Spirit to lead you. Bring it to the Lord. He will deal with it in a beautiful way. So ultimately, the goal of the renewal of the mind.
Very quickly, the goal is Christian maturity. When you renew your mind, you mature as a son and a daughter of God. You mature in Christ. Ephesians 4:13 says, until we all attain the unity of the faith of the knowledge of the Son of God to mature manhood. to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Amazing, isn't it? Amazing. Yeah. So what it says here, if your mind is renewed, we grow more and more and more into the likeness and the image of Jesus Christ, the fullness of Christ. It's no longer I who live, Christ who lives in me. That's what we can all say. When how? When the mind is renewed. Okay. So the blessings of the mind is very quickly is, you know, we'll walk in our true identity. We'll become, Romans 8 verse 13 says, we'll be sons and daughters of God. We'll hear and joint heirs with Christ. We'll walk in authority. We already spoke about it. We'll walk in authority. 1 John chapter 4 verse 17 says, as Christ is in heaven, so are we on the earth. So that means what? We will have the authority and we will also do the works of Jesus. Yeah, we will do the works of Jesus. Very important this is. Yeah. Revelation 5:10 says, and we made us kings and priests unto God, and we shall reign here on earth. Amen. Amen. Reign where? On earth as kings and priests. God wants us to do this. Yeah. And in conclusion, we are saying in Romans 12, verse 2, again, as we come to the end of this, brothers and sisters, we are talking about the renewal of the mind. I'm sure as you have been listening to us, you must be thinking how important it is. All of our pain, all of our misery is only because our mind is not renewed. Our mind needs to be renewed. Romans 12 verse 2 again, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind that you may prove what is the will of God, what is good, acceptable, and perfect. Walk as Christ walked on this earth. Amen. That's what we're supposed to be. We are all called to be the second Christ, Jesus. Wherever God has placed us, we bring light, we bring hope, we bring peace, we change things. We don't let things change us. We change things, we transform it, yeah, and we walk in authority and the power that God has given us. Then we will become a blessing to every single person, and that's what God wants us to be. That's why God made us. That's why God created us. He baptized us in the church, made us Catholic, so that we will be a blessing to all the people around us. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. 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 Amen.